Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're joined now by Ian Burney, who's program director for the Louisiana International Film Festival. And tomorrow night at Perkins Row, it is the Louisiana premiere of The Hate U Give. The Hate U Give. And Ian, this is a film that is getting all kinds of attention. Tell us about it.
Well, it is getting a lot of attention, and it's partly because it's one of these films where they say it's torn from the headlines. I'll just tell you the setup, because there are lots of dramatic instances in the film, and I don't want to give away the plot entirely, but it revolves around a 16-year-old high school girl, of an African-American girl, who's played by a wonderful actress named Amandla Stenberg, who is in her private life also something of an activist. And she's a divided girl. She's growing up in an African-American lower middle-class community, and yet she's attending a mixed race and mainly white school. So she's struggling with her inner feelings about that, about having to suppress who she is while she's at school, and also not get in trouble back home by seeming to be hanging out with the wrong crowd. And she, as it happens, goes to a party, and while driving home with one of her best friends, they're pulled over by a policeman, and the best friend is shot because he reaches for a hairbrush, and the cop thinks it's a gun. So the rest of the film really deals with how she deals with that, because she has to be a witness at a grand jury, and this will more or less, cloud her life going forward with her school friends, her white friends in the community. There's, drug dealers, and it's a very strong film.
All right, and you're fading on us a bit, but the exclusive opening is this Thursday, the 12th. And the film opens statewide this weekend. So that's Thursday the 12th, not tomorrow night. And you can find out more information at lifilmfest.org. It is The Hate U Give. And lifilmfest.org is the place to go. We thank Ian Burney. Always good to hear from him. Joining us today from Los Angeles. And we're back after this pause with more Talk Louisiana.